FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Well, welcome everyone to a surprisingly sunny North Manchester, Broadhurst Park, glorious sunshine as FC United host another pre-season friendly, this time against Bolton Wanderers. And with me here in the main stand, seated with me, not in a commentary position, we're minding your seats for the match, even though you're going to be co-commentating.
Other people to consider.
Yeah, it's very, very nice of you.
Absolutely.
Well, Bolton Wanderers today. First things first, let's talk about Bake Up.
Yeah.
And what we learned so far from Bake Up, from Bury, and from the Legends game that we can take into this one.
Nothing from the Legends game. You do like to keep chucking that into the ring, don't you? But I would say, and certainly, you know, Warrington as well, you've missed off in the mix there, that the one thing we are missing is, what, as we said, I think, at the end of the game last week, that final ball has been missing. Well, Bury, we could have been 3 or 4 up at half time with a bit of better finishing, and we were unlucky. Couple got kicked off the line, didn't they? Warrington again, we didn't create masses. Final ball, we got into good positions. Final ball was missing, certainly against Bake Up. There was a couple of good chances, you know. Obviously, Cedric at the post, the keeper tipped it on, and I remember Mulvey went through and just flicked it just wide, which would have been a great finish. I mean, we were right behind that, weren't we, in that first half. Final ball was lacking, and that's the main thing at the minute. You know, I mean, people are saying, you know, we've not scored any goals and blah blah blah, not many goals, should I say. It's not for the want to trying in most of the games. I think it's just the final ball, which is probably pre-season rustiness. But at what point, I think you touched on it last week again, at what point does that stop being pre-season rustiness?
The other thing I want to say is as well, I mean, it was no accident, I don't think, that Cedric Mayne had a better second half than his decent first half. And that's because he's had one training session and the midfield don't necessarily know what runs he's going to be making. Yeah. They've worked that out in the second half. They've had a few more training sessions this week with Cedric. I think based on the first showing, it's something to be very, very excited about with Cedric Mayne and the potential with the attacking midfield behind him.
Yeah, I mean, that 20 minutes, the first 20 minutes of that second half last week, I think he was virtually unplayable. I mean, he was getting knocked off the ball, but keeping hold of it. They were trying to kick him off the ball, knock him off the ball. He was beating players. If he did lose the ball, he'd won it back. And, you know, he was getting shots in. So I think it was a great start. Let's just hope he can build on it today against a better side, obviously, and better players. But I think the whole thing worked well. I thought it worked well first half. He was playing sort of... It was a bit weird, because we were almost like a 4-4-2 at one at first half, really.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't really, but it was all, it sort of was, if that makes sense. I thought Waddy could look better on the right hand side coming in, and that, which is where he's done for, which he's played there for Bamber Bridge. I thought
Mulvey was good.
Mulvey, the pace he played off the shoulder, and the pace he was showing was excellent. I think Regan's not started firing pre-season yet, but, you know, we know he can play, so that's not a major concern. I thought it all looked good, to be honest with you. It's just the final, when we got to the penalty area, it seems to just be lacking.
Now, what time is it? We're about an hour to go till kick-off, so we've not had the team news yet, but we're anticipating a strong side from Bolton. Is there much we're going to learn from this game? Because, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if Bolton... I mean, we've seen it with previous games we played, whether that's Rochdale. I think we didn't come out of that too well in a pre-season friendly one year. Oldham, I think, from memory.
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it, when you're playing a pro side in pre-season?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've had a couple of games between Bolton's 23s in the past. I don't think we won those either. I think we lost 1-0, 1-0. I think probably the same at Bower Fold. We don't, yeah. It's probably not, with hindsight, the best game to play in pre-season, and I'm basing that purely on the fact that we've not scored in one in three friendlies. And if we'd have played someone from the county, say, today, and put three or four past them, you can say...
It's the opposite with the county, isn't it? I mean, we played Rylands. I know Rylands are step four this year, and we played Bakel, but what we've got from them is competitive games, but without being too troubled at the back. Is it not a halfway house?
the defence will probably get a good workout today. Absolutely. But is it going to give confidence to the forward players if they're not getting much change out of a Bolton? I mean, actually, we've not seen the team yet, so we expect a near Bolton first team with probably a mixture of youngsters in there, probably. Is it better after? And it's purely hindsight, obviously. After a couple of games of no goals, to play a county side, maybe score three or four if you can, and then the confidence builds. And then next week, if we play, we got Enfield next week, which is not going to be easy. It's probably not the best game from that point of view, but it's going to give them a good workout. So from that point of view, and I suppose any pre-season game gets rid of the rustiness, and that's what it's all about, really.
And then we obviously before the Enfield game, we've got Darwin midweek, Darwin away. I know we've got to play Fulwood, haven't we, at some point in the next couple of weeks as well. So we're getting a mix. We've got Macclesfield coming up, Banbury United. So it's the games are there.
You're right. But I think Neil probably would have looked at the fixture and gone, we're probably looking to expect to. Berries would always be a tough. They brought a lot of fans, and but he probably looked at Warrington potentially, certainly Bakel, and thought. And Bakel was a last minute job because, of course, we were supposed to be in Jersey. So that's, again, it's a strange one from that point of view. But I thought we probably should be winning the game at the very least, get a couple of goals. The fact we haven't is a bit of a. I'm not going to use the word concern. Far from it, but.
Because I think what we're saying from Bakel is it's not too far clicking, and when it clicks, we'll be on it. And that then takes us to that's our pre-season fixture chat. We've obviously had the main fixtures out. What an opening, eh? Wow, Warrington away, trip to South Shields on a midweek
again.
Morpeth.
Buxton. Don't forget Buxton.
Oh, don't forget Buxton.
Although Buxton are a funny one because they were favourites a few years ago, but they came here and put seven past them. But I think on them first four matches, if we're unbeaten with a couple of wins and a couple of draws, I think we've done all right. Having said that, would it surprise you with where our seasons go some years if we end up after the four games with no points, but then go unbeaten for 20 matches?
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
No. I mean, that's where we are at the minute. I mean, we're just having fun, aren't we? And let's see where it takes us.
I'm joking. Yeah, absolutely. It's pre-season. I never look into pre-season for anything solid, anything concrete at all. You can't, because rustiness and whatnot all comes into play. But you do want it to click, and you're right what you say. In that first half last week, there was some nice football, and it did seem that you thought we've something started here. So even the second half was, but certainly the first half definitely.
Well, let's hand over now to our expert commentary team. This is an hour before kickoff. Let's travel in time now to a couple of minutes before kickoff and hand over to our expert commentary team of Woodsell and me.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Army, as New Order plays out here in the sunshine of North Manchester. Joining me now, it's Mr. Sunshine himself.
Hey!
Woodsell's with us. Hello, Woodsell, how
are you? Good afternoon, one and all.
So, big game this afternoon, FC United against Bolton Wanderers. I think it's been trailed this a lot, that Ian Everett is bringing a strong side here to North Manchester, and he certainly has. By my reckoning, 8 of the starting 11 this afternoon played in that all-important game against Crawley.
I've just been doing some digging on Twitter and on the ball. Well, I look at our esteemed Radio Manchester colleague down there, Mr. Dearden, looking at his Twitter feed and team, and the comments underneath were pretty much that's what they expect. I think there's one or two isolating players, beyond that, that looks like that's their first 11 for the season. So good luck to us.
Yeah. Just to let everyone know that there are going to be mass changes at half time, but it doesn't get any easier because Bolton's second stringy were coming on at half time, just been digging through their Wikipedia pages. That's right, everyone. They've all got Wikipedia pages. All these players, both first half and second half, it's a strong team.
I'll let you into a secret. Second half, if the names Jasker Linen, Campo and McGinley mean anything to you, they're not playing, thankfully.
Or Sertic.
As discussed pre-game.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about FC United.
Why not?
Because I think Bolton have got their own radio station.
But
FC United lining up this afternoon, Dan Lavercombe in goal. This is for the first half, by the way. Aaron Morris at right back, Joe White at left back. Centre half pairing of Trialist 5 and Trialist 6.
T6 is back.
T6 is the T6 that we've been raving about, yes, in the last couple of games.
Indeed.
The other one, T5, is actually pretty good from a higher level. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Jordan Simpson is back as an anchor midfield role, number 4 this afternoon. Michael Donoghue is playing out at number 7. Michael Potts will be captain, playing number 8. Ali Wadaker is 9, but I think he'll be playing... Will he be playing 9? I'm not sure. Trialist 10.
T10.
He's a player who likes wearing number 10.
He does.
And Regan Linne is a player who likes wearing number 11. And he's wearing number 11 today.
Funnily enough.
First United substitute, Jack Bennett, Charlie Ennis, Trialist 15, Keaton Mulvey, Tyler Owen, Trey Pemberton, Finlay Sinclair-Smith and Dave Carnell. What are you expecting this afternoon from an FC United perspective? Because it's a tough team, FC United are playing. We've seen games like this in the past over pre-season. It's tough, this.
It is tough. I think the defence will get a lot out of it. I don't know what the attack will get out of it. As we said in the preview, you know, the problem we've got is we've not scored for 2 matches, and this is probably not the best game to try and build up the confidence. Having said that, you don't know what's going on. End of the day, you know, Bolton in pre-season. Whilst Bolton are professional footballers, they're also in pre-season, so you know that there's no guarantee that they're going to be sharp. Although the form so far, they beat Longridge. I don't know what score it was against Longridge. Can't remember. But Tuesday night they beat Coles 4-0. I think what Neil can get out of this game today is what he very often says at pre-season. It's not necessarily the result, it's the shapes, it's the movement. You know, if you go back to the Bury game when he wasn't happy, and he says in the programme notes today, it wasn't individuals, it was the team movement as a collective. That's what he'll probably get out of this game today more than anything else.
Potts plays the ball square to Simpson. Simpson inside the centre circle, looking out towards the right-hand side, finds Wadaker. Wadaker checks inside. Wadaker plays the ball through to Trialist 10, who shoots just wide, but good play, that
lovely bit of football.
It's Baptiste on the ball over the halfway line, inside the centre circle now, into FC United's half, out to the left hand side to Declan John, into the box. Bolton on the attack. Clearance.
Oh, he's a miles offside. He's got to be.
He's not, because it
he is.
Oh, he is.
He was. It came off the you were going to say it came off the FC, but it when it cleared, it hit the Bolton forward. He was miles off.
Didn't that come on off an FC player,
no,
though?
No, he cleared it. It hit a Bolton player and went back into him.
Well, it was Sercevic with the finish. And here's Potts in midfield. Potts does well. That's a nice reverse pass there to find Wadaker. Wadaker from distance. Oh, straight at the goalkeeper, who saved it really awkwardly.
He did awkwardly, yeah. I don't know if it moved or it was a bit of a curl on it. Can't quite tell from this angle.
And here's Charlie 6. Plays the ball through, but here's Baptiste. And and there is Trialist 10. He pickpockets Joel Dixon there. He was a bit shy on the ball, and Trialist 10, good press, got the ball off him, and it's a tap in, and within 30 seconds of the second half kicking off, FC United take the lead. Woodzo.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. It sort of caught me unawares. I was just sorting my team sheet out there, and I just saw T10 putting it into the net. So I'm assuming a slip by the keeper, I'm guessing, which is not going to do his confidence any good. No, first touch of the game.
It was just, he pounced.
Did he just
pounced on him, really?
Picked his pockets, yeah, as they say. Sorry, I was like I said, I was just moving my team sheet. I wasn't expecting. It was one of those moves where you think he's just going to fizzle out, and the keeper's got it at his feet, and it's going to be launched up the pitch. So, anyway, we're off and running.
Well, Trialist 10 there. Good start. And back with Bolton now in midfield. Trialist 6. A bit of a double-footed lunge, but he won the ball. Gordon for Bolton. Infield he comes. The edge of the penalty area. It's all very hurried. And FC United get it back with Trialist 6. To Sinclair-Smith. Sinclair-Smith over the halfway line. Sinclair Smith keeping the ball, heading towards the corner of the penalty area now. Checks inside. Now on his left foot.
Oh, he's got it in. No.
Oh, well, Sinclair Smith there. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
That was brilliant bit of skill. Absolutely fantastic bit of skill. Turned him inside out. Made some space. He hit it with all he's got. Beat the keeper all ends up. Inside of the post. For some reason, he didn't drop very quickly. He gave the defender a chance to come back. Mulvey was about to pounce as well. And they cleared it off the line. And the linesman said play on. So it obviously hadn't crossed the line. Unlucky there. It could easily have been 2-0. And that would have been the game.
Yeah, well, that was sensational from Sinclair Smith. George Johnson for Bolton, the centre-back, bringing the ball into SC's half on this left-hand side. Gordon going one way, going another. Trey Pemberton kept his foot in, and here comes the late equaliser. In the 89th minute, it's a free kick to Bolton Wanderers on this left-hand side. It's 18 yards from the byline, 5 yards in from the touchline. It's perfect for a cross. They might take it short. There's two players in the wall. They do take it short. Now the cross comes into the back post area. Fieldhouse is there flapping. And there is your last minute equaliser, as predicted moments ago. And Bolton,
George Johnston,
1-1.
Header from George Johnston. Yeah, like I say, went through Fieldhouse, headed back in, and Johnston just nodded it in nice and easy. You were right. We saw it coming. Still no disgrace if it finishes 1-1. Frustrating thing is, I suppose, it's a silly little free kick to give away, unfortunately. And that's the last kick of the game.
So there you go. Like you said, if you want facts, come to FC Radio.
We'll play games here, you know.
On the 90th minute there, Bolton get the equaliser. 1-1 the full-time score. I mean, what do we take from this game? I mean,
in the build-up
to this, Woodsell, podcast listeners on this club as Michael will be able to hear our pre-match thoughts. We thought we were on a hiding to nothing here. Bolton have brought a very strong team. Eight of the starting 11 played in that all-important game against Crawley last season. It was a strong team, but FC United have performed brilliantly.
Yeah, we take a lot from that. The movement, some of the passing, you know, the sharpness of some of the players, you know, Finn Sinclair Smith coming on and looking, you know, razor sharp at times. We take a lot from that, and that, like you say, that completely wipes out our pre-match of, well, you know, heading to nothing here. You know, we're not going to get much out of it. We've not scored in two matches. Not overly looked like we were going to trouble the scorers in two matches. We're playing an almost full strength Football League side. It's only going one way, and it's gone, I would say, pretty much the opposite. You know, we've outplayed them at times. We probably have more chances, I would suggest.
Let's be honest, you know, a couple of minutes before that free kick there, Sinclair Smith,
that was nearly 2-0 in the game. Yeah,
I'll make sure the highlights are up at some point tomorrow. That was superb, going one way, going another, inside of the post. Oh, it should have crossed the line.
It deserved a goal. It deserved to drop in. It deserved it, definitely, for the movement and the finish. The shot was fantastic as well. But we take lots. Like you say, we take absolute lots into that game into Darwin on Tuesday. You know, like I say, the trialists all performed, so that's only good. You know, the movement, I know I'll keep saying it, but it's true, the movement, the passing patterns that Neil will obviously want the players to put into play. We've created not masses, but enough chances, certainly enough to win the game.
It's not just the chances, though, is it? It's the build-up play. And we said this in commentary, and we need to say it now so it gets on this club's mind club. Some of the moves, I mean, there was Wadika's move in the first half where he turned inside, and you just think, if it wasn't a professional fullback, he would have got away
he's
from
in.
That player.
Yeah, he's in. Absolutely.
In the Northern Premier League.
Yeah, and absolutely.
There's loads of times where Ennis and Potts try a ball and it's read well by the professional defender for Bolton. Take the professionality out of it. A semi-pro defender in there, that ball's going to hit
gonna
his
land.
Mark.
It's going to land, absolutely. I can't... that's like absolutely bang on. And you know, they've not got to look at it as, oh, you know, I've given it away, or it's not quite. You got to look at it, if that'll come off in a month's time, it'll be a very, very good chance. So yeah, we've got lots to take out of that game. You know, we've held our own against the professional side. What we don't, and I'm not, it's not going to happen. What we don't do is get carried away at this point and say, oh, we've drawn 1-1 against Bolton's first team. Let's just keep our feet on the ground here.
The other thing we have to say is as well, I mean, Bolton got the equaliser when we've made several changes. I mean, we've got three academy players on the pitch at that point. It's good.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't, you know, it's difficult to pull out minuses, to be honest with you.
If we're talking about man of the matches, trial is 10. He was man of the match, wasn't he?
He was good.
It was good.
But other people, their first half, Wadika,
I thought,
pushed him.
You know what I'm going to say, actually? Aaron Morris, I thought, had a good game.
Morris had a good game. I wouldn't argue with Aaron Morris having a decent game.
Donoghue had a good game.
Donoghue had a good game when he was on. Certainly Donoghue had a good game.
You say Donoghue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bear in mind, he covered two or three positions as well.
Okay, let's go with Donoghue.
Yeah.
It's been a good afternoon, this. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think at the start of the day we were like, is this the right friendly to have at this time? It transpires it probably was.
Yeah.
So FC United heading into Darwin on Tuesday night with a bit of a spring in the step, I'm going to suggest. The three trialists, four if you count trialist 15 who came on, trialist 10 certainly, but trialist 6 again continues his good form.
Yep.
And trialist 5, who,
they both played well, you know, there's moments where they both sort of get caught or they lose it, but then everything's alright after that. But all players make mistakes, all players get caught in possession. Curtis Jones does
one each, you know, in that game.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, they're in single,
but they're being pressed by a professional forward.
Absolutely. So you put all that into context, and I think if we are signing these players, then we've got a strong defence looking again. And you know, that's not really been a problem the last couple of seasons, the defence. It's maybe, you know, obviously Tundy, but if you take Tundy's goals out of the team, which, you know, you don't want to do because of that, there's not been a massive goals spread around the team. But we've always been fairly solid at the back. Yes, there's always chances. We give silly chances away. But we've been fairly solid. That looks like we've got a good chance of it carrying on. So there's ticks and pluses all over that, to be honest with you, for today.
Yep, definitely. Well, just to let you all know, we will be up in Darwin on Tuesday. So if you can't make that game in person, join us for full commentary. We'll probably go on air about 5 minutes before kickoff, just for a general catch up, and then see how it goes. And then next week we'll be back here at Broadhurst Park for the visit of Enfield Town. That match kicking off at 3:00. We'll go on air about 1:45. So join us next week as well. But Woodsow, it's been delightful having
always
you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank
Never
you
sure.
for stepping in.
Not a problem.
And we'll be back on Tuesday.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
And so this has been SC Live, brought to you by constructorcoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we'll see you all very, very soon.
Good night.
Thank you, Neil, for joining us. I'll let you into a little secret. I was a bit concerned about today. I was like, why are we playing Bolton, given where we are? But transpires, it's a bit of a masterstroke. That was a very good run out.
Yeah, we did well. You know, it's hard, isn't it, Ben, when we, you know, no disrespect to the teams we've played, you know, and I talk about not kicked a ball for 7 months, and, you know, we play the Legends, we play Bury, and we play Bay Cup, and everyone expects you to win. For me, I was encouraging people to make mistakes and get on the ball. We've had a really good week at training. We knew about Bolton. You know, full respect to Ian Everett and his management staff to bring in the full first team today. We knew it would be a test, but I've got a good group of lads in there, and they showed today that they've not just got the ability on the football. I just thought, you know, to a man, they just worked and worked and worked and worked really hard, and they retained information, and we gave a really good account of ourselves, and, you know, disappointed that we conceded at the end, but, you know, that's what happens when you play against, you know, really good organised teams.
It came moments after Sinclair Smith could have sealed the deal, really. I mean, what tenacity and skill, really.
I mean, listen, I've just said in the dressing room, what really pleases me is when my assistant manager challenges two people in Finn Sinclair Smith and Trey Pemberton to get in the manager's, you know, kind of eyesight, because I don't think they've, you know, hit the heights that they can do pre-season. I thought both of them come on today, they were excellent. Finn's got that, you know, jinx both ways, and then bent one against the post. And we were really unlucky. I thought it was in. You know, Cedric hit one in the first half, and I thought that was in. But, you know, really good, and we're disappointed we've conceded at the end. But, you know, you listen to the fans at the end of the game, they know that we've given them a good game today and given a really good account of ourselves.
We ended up giving man of the match to Michael Donoghue.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Don't know if you agree with that or not. But
not surprised. Although Donoghue's in the first half was back to his best. You know, again, another one who's maybe struggled in pre-season. And, you know, they miss a fully. They think of someone like Donoghue. He's lived with the ball at his feet since he was 16, or through the professional ranks 5 days a week, and all of a sudden he has 7 months off and he's just training. It takes him time, but today his drive, his work rate, his effort, dropped in at left back. You know, we brought him off with a sore knee, but yeah, I fully concur with that. I think he was outstanding, as I do with everybody.
You put Aaron back at right back because obviously we've got Trialis 6, long running,
yeah.
Great performances still continuing. Trialis 5 though, wow, there was a ball that he played which found Trialis 10, and you just think to yourself, if those two played a bit longer together, Trialis 10 probably would have took that first time and absolutely whacked it. But it's stuff like that. You must be pleased with the way those two performed today.
I'm really pleased. You know, we've got our, if you argue our mainstay, you know, Doyley and Jones, who played the majority of my tenure here. Doyley's gone and Jones is out injured. You know, we've uncovered two gems there, Trialis, and I've got to make a decision on whether or not, you know, we've got something for them. But you can see that.
Are you tempted with a pair of them?
Yeah, of course. I mean, because you know, if Curtis goes down, who then steps in? But I think we've got strength. You know, we do things the right way here. We've got a good people talk about us for the right reasons. Good reputation, good football inside. The club look after people. You know, the pitches. I've got to pay superlatives to the Jimmy again, the groundsman. The pitch is amazing, and people want to come play football here. So, you know what? I've got to do a little bit of work, see whether or not I can get these deals done. But we'll be doing everything we can do because, you know, we're beginning to formulate a really positive squad here.
Just before you go, Neil, can we just talk about the opening gambit of the season and what FC United have got with regards to how this league campaign kicks off? I mean, it couldn't get any tougher, could it? Warrington away, Morpeth at home, Buxton and South Shields away.
I'm glad you told me, Ben, because I haven't had a look at it, to be honest. Well, flipping heck. Yeah, the fixtures came out and I thought, who's trying to stitch us up here in the league? You know, four powerhouses in the league, three out of the four, I'd say, that, you know, could probably go and win the league. It's going to be tough, isn't it? But they'll look at FC United and, you know, if they do the homework, they'll see what we're about. And, you know, we're going into the season with our feet on the ground with our own expectations in the dressing room. We know that we're going to have to play the likes of South Shield, Buxton, you know, Morpeth, Warrington at some point of the season. They're all coming collectively all at once. But, you know, there's a laughing joke here that the relatively we're slow starters at FC United. But for us to achieve our objective this season, we've got to get out of the traps early doors and not give teams, you know, a three-game head start. So it's going to be tough. But we're going to be ready, you know, and all these games are a preparation for August the 14th when we go to Warrington.
With Darwin next.
Yeah.
I mean, how important is Darwin now? Because we are getting to the finalised things. So
Darwin's really important to me because it will show me completely different opposite. So mentality, attitude, turn up against a county side like we did against Bay Cup. Can you go and perform like that? And if we do, we should win the game comfortably. Well, today I've taken things out of people's legs. Do we have to change things? So, you know, Darwin, we're here today. You know, the management staff were here. They're good friends of mine. And, you know, they'll look at that and think we're in for a game. But, you know, as we've done against Bolton today, they'll raise the game against us. And we've got to be on our A game. We've got to start winning games of football. You know, we've got Darwin, it's Enfield, you know, and then the games, you know, I think we're running out of games now before pre-season starts. So you can tell by watching, we're doing a lot of work on the training ground and things are working, but there's nothing as good as playing games. So can't wait for Darwin on Tuesday night and hopefully we can get as many fans there as possible.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to me on Saturday following his side's 1-1 draw with Bolton Wanderers. So good performance there for the men's team. It was a good performance as well for the women's team over the weekend. 6-1 winners over Wem Town. And joining me now to discuss how the women's team performed on Sunday and for a bit of a catch-up, we should be joined now down the other end of the line by women's team manager. So welcome back to the show to Tom Fitton. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on another winning weekend in pre-season. Quite a performance, 6-1. How was your afternoon on Sunday?
It was very hot again. I'm waiting for the day when the Manchester weather actually kicks in. No, the performance was brilliant. A very, very professional approach, like I say, especially with the conditions. It was absolutely sweltering, especially on the 3G. And the team stepped up to it. We're asking them for this relentless mindset on, you know, not shutting off for any moments in the game. And if we are getting in front, making sure we stay in front and we keep building on it. And we only conceded it in the last few minutes. And to be honest, the game should have been over, but we're not going to be too fussy about that. But yeah, all in all, the performance was strong all over the pitch.
Now, let's talk about some of the performances specifically on Sunday afternoon. Firstly, player of the match went to Kate O'Gara.
Yeah.
Cracking player, scored so many vitally important goals in her time at FC United. What did you make of what you've seen so far from Katie?
Yeah, Katie's been outstanding. Specifically, we're asking a lot of her. the way we want to play and the brand of football we want to play, players of Kate's attributes are vital, really. And we've asked her to play out of left back at the moment, and I've got a little battle on my hands with her, but two performances in the last two games from left back, she's been player of the match in both games.
At right back, I think I'm right in saying this, you had Corey Maver there, and she scored as well.
Yeah, she did. She scored an absolute rocket. It was about 35 yards out. Similar ideology. I can't take the full praise for that. It's James that's been working with Corey at full back, but in all three pre-season games now, even the one before us, Corey's more or less played 90 minutes at right back in all three games, and she looks like she's played there for the 15 years she's played football. Yesterday, she significantly stood out, bombing forward, making sure he's always back and preventing the opposition. She's creating chances, and yesterday scored an absolute wonder goal.
Chris Chambers obviously scored as well. We should mention the Twitter feed's been putting out some players who've been retained. Chris Chambers, obviously, vitally important as captain, 100%. But also Cara Fields as well as vice-captain has been retained this week. I mean, how important are the established players like Chris Chambers, like Cara Fields and Kate O'Gara and Corey Maver?
100%. I mean, like you say, if we talk about Cara and Kirsty there, the more or less the core founders of the club, a captain and vice-captain. You get different leadership skills from them both. They both lead by example in their own different ways. Cara's that voice on the field, the eyes and ears of it all, really, once they step over the line. And then you've got Kirsty, who got that moment, a magic in her, and she'll take the game by the scruff of the neck. And in fairness, Corey's goal probably outshone hers by about 10 yards, but Kirsty's was an absolute screamer, in fairness to her.
I was going to say, Chris Chambers scoring screamers, it's kind of,
I know,
what
it's pretty
expect.
Standard procedure, isn't it?
there's three other scorers who might not necessarily be known to FC United supporters. Ella Rigby, Holly Davenport and Sophie Diorio scoring as well. We've got Withy Sharmatas this weekend in a pre-season friendly. I mean, you're starting to motor now, aren't you, it feels like?
Yeah, definitely. The three goal scorers you've mentioned there, two of them are 16 and one's 18. Wow. So we've got promising players coming through as well. Holly, we've signed from Man United 21s, ex-international youth player, an absolute powerhouse of a centre-forward. And as we adapt her into the senior setup, she'll probably play in the wide areas as well, which is good because we've got a lot of versatility from her. Ellie Rigby, similar, bit younger. She was branded as the mini Messi coming through Man United RTC. So now it's exciting times ahead. And like I say, we've got to be careful with them because they are young players, and we've got to make sure we embed them into the team properly and at the right times. But they're showing the talents very early on, and it's making my job a bit easier, if I'm honest.
Yes, absolutely. Just to let everyone know, 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Holyhedge Park with the Sharmatas against FC United. And speaking of fixtures, we've had the fixtures come out for the National League Division One North. What a way to start the season. Newcastle United at home on the 15th of August. Not bad.
No, unbelievable start, isn't it? And I think, like I say, our preparations focus for the 7th at home with in the cup game against Clapham, followed by probably even more important game, like you say, the first game of the season against Newcastle. And like I say, it's one of the biggest names in English football coming down to our place. And we've got to start that defence and build the fortress at home, ready for the season.
I can't wait. You mentioned the Clapham game there. I can't wait for that one, but especially can't wait for the Newcastle United match. It certainly, pre-season's anything to go by so far, Tom. You do a cracking job. The squad's certainly settling together, isn't it, quite well. And is hoping for a good result this weekend against Withershaw.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we've got to keep experimenting, got to keep trying things out. If I told the FC fans Kate O'Gara would have been at left-back the first two games, I might not have got the job, but it's paying off at the moment. We've got a lot to do. We're very happy with where we're at and how the players are responding to it, and roll on the 7th and the 15th.
Tom Fitton there, women's team manager, speaking to me on Monday afternoon. And that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big, big thank you for joining us this week. Don't forget, live on Tuesday evening, FC United away at Darwin. And that match this weekend at Broadhurst Park, Enfield Town. Join us from just before 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. But from everyone here at This Club Is My Club, you all make sure that you all have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.